Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. The halachas we're going to be looking at today are the halachas of Pidyon HaBen, which is redeeming the firstborn son. This is Simen Kuf Samach Gedalet, the 164th chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Torah tells us at the end of Parshas Bo that a parent, a Jewish father, has a responsibility of redeeming the firstborn son from the Kohen, from the priest, by giving them five slime or five coins of silver or equivalent money or goods, and it must take place when the child is 30 days or above. We're going to look at four concepts as it relates to this mitzvah: the general background about the obligation, the timing, the procedure, and special cases. And then we'll look at a little bit of the why as well, trying to understand this on a deeper level. Let's jump straight in. So the general procedure and the background and the obligation. What is the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen and who's obligated to perform it? The mitzvah is incumbent upon every Jewish man to redeem his firstborn son from the Kohen. What if this is a second marriage? So it doesn't go about marriage, it goes after the firstborn from the mother. And the first child, the first male child to open the womb of the mother is going to be the one that needs redemption. What is given to the Kohen for the redemption? So the father gives the Kohen five slime, which are these five coins equivalent to the five shekel in the Torah, which must be equal to 5 1/3 loit of refined silver, as is described by the loit by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. What does this mean in practical terms? So it needs to be silver coins which are the weight of 384 barley grains of silver. The Kitzur's number here, based on the Chasam Sofer, is 77.9 grams of silver. Today we generally have the practice to give what the value of 90 grams of silver, 96 grams of silver. This can be the coins as such can be bought. Generally speaking, these need to be bought. The coins that we have today are no longer the content of silver. So used to be that half dollars in America were silver. Since 1972, they are no longer silver. So these coins need to actually be bought. Can I just use money? Answer is no, because you need to redeem a child, a son, with an item of actual value. And today, money is not actual value. It has no intrinsic value. It has its use value. If I don't have silver, what else can be used? So a person may use other goods which have the equivalent value of the 96 grams of silver, but one cannot use real estate or promissory notes, because they do not have the promissory notes do not have actual value, and land is excluded from the Torah. What else that needs to be done around the Pidyon HaBen? So it's customary to make a feast, a su'uda, with the Pidyon HaBen. Why is this? That is in order to publicize the mitzvah. We need to make sure that whenever we're doing a mitzvah, we're doing it with geschmack, with enjoyment, and there's something which we celebrate. We celebrate so many other things that are mundane in life. We certainly need to make the center of our celebration our Torah mitzvahs, the only thing which actually are immortal and last. Moving to the next topic, which is timing. So when may the firstborn boy be redeemed? So it not before he's 30 days old, and the halacha today is the way the practice we have is that we do it on the 31st day and should not be postponed. Generally speaking, it should be done at the same time on the 31st day when the baby was born, right away from then, and one should not delay it at that point in time. And the reason for that is because if the baby was born just before sunset on a particular day, 31st day in the morning might actually be within 1 month, because a month is technically speaking, if one looks at the exact calculation, 29 plus 5.5 and all the details, it can actually turn into being within a month. So it's the same on the 31st day, the same time of day. This is done, so the easy way to work this out is to look at the day of the week. So if the baby was born on a Tuesday, then Pidyon HaBen will be on a Thursday plus 4 weeks. When is it customary to perform the Pidyon HaBen? So one has to do it during the daytime. Can it be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov? No, it cannot be performed on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it can be done on Chol HaMoed. So what happens if the 31st day falls on a Shabbos or a fast day? So in that case, it should be done at night immediately following, and not delayed further, even though one generally doesn't do it at night. But in this case, one would do it to avoid waiting till the next morning. The Shach points out, one of the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch points out, that one is allowed to do a Pidyon HaBen on a fast day. One just wait for the meal till the evening. Let's move into the actual procedure itself. It's a remarkable procedure. It's this dramatic conversation. So how is it conducted? The father brings the child in and informs the kohen that he is the firstborn to the mother, identifying this child as the firstborn to his mother. He then places the redemption money before the kohen and says, this is my firstborn son. This is said in Aramaic, but it really should be said in a language the father understands. The kohen then says, what would you want more, my boy is tfei? And the father says, I want to redeem my son. At that point in time, there's a brachas which was said. The father says the bracha asher ki lishol mitzvah tzivona, Hashem commanded us the commandment of pidyon haben, on redeeming the firstborn son. And then the father counts, and the bracha shechianu, and then the father counts the five coins into the hand of the kohen, one after the other. What does the kohen do with the money? So the kohen waves the money over the child's head and says, zeh tacha zeh. This is in place of this, and then he gives the bracha to the child. So the whole of the Birkas Kohanim. And then he goes on to say, gives certain psukim which talk about blessing this child. What is next? So the kohen then recites the bracha on a cup of wine. If wine is not available, one can use what's called chamar medina, a regular a drink which is not water, which is commonly drunk as a beverage of choice in that country as well. And this must be done before washing for the suur itself. If wine is used, it may be done even after the hamoitzi as well. Okay, so this is in terms of the actual procedure itself. It's a dramatic procedure because it's this fascinating conversation that happens between the father and the kohen. Let's talk about a few special cases for a moment. So may the father redeem his son even if the son is not present with him. So this can sometimes happen that, let's say, the 31st day happens and for whatever reason the father is in the military and the father is somewhere else. Can this happen? The answer is yes, the father can redeem his son with the kohen being there, but even though the son is not present as well. What if the kohen, or let's say, God forbid, the child is in the NICU, as an example. What if the kohen returns the redemption money? The Taz talks about this, and he says it's improper for that to be sort of like understood conversation. He recommends choosing a poor, God-fearing, and learned kohen and agreeing not to give the money back, or to explicitly say it's a matana amanas tahachzer, it's a gift on condition to return, so that when he does return it, that was agreed upon. But it should not be that it's given and then there's like sort of like this game played, the person returns it afterwards. If I ask a coin to do it, can I change my mind and ask him to do it with another coin? No. So what it means about if I did that and I retracted and I gave it to coin number two and he did it, does it work? The answer is yes. Is the mother obligated in kibbutz haben? The answer is no, it's not the mother, it's the father who's responsible. If the father dies, the responsibility goes into basin, which is the essentially the community of the child. What if Beis Din does not redeem the child? So when the child reaches bar mitzvah, he must redeem himself and recite the brachos al pidyon haben and shehechiyanu. Are kohanim and levim obligated in pidyon haben? Nope, they are exempt, and that means to say even if the mother is a bas kohen or a bas levi, she comes from that family, then the child will not receive a pidyon haben. What about a son born to a kohen's daughter who became pregnant, God forbid, by a non-Jew? The son then must be redeemed because the mother was disqualified from the kohuna because of a relationship with a non-Jew as well, and this also applies to other illicit relationships that disqualify her from kohuna as well, unfortunately. What if the mother had a miscarriage before giving birth to the child, to a viable child?
So in many cases, this can actually disqualify the pidyon haben, and a shaila should be asked in specific situations because there are a few variables which determine this. Just before we close off, just a observation is why does the Torah mandate this pidyon haben? Is it really true that the father does not give the five slotim, these five coins, to the kohen? He's going to lose his child? Is this really how this is working? What does the Torah possibly mean for this? So there's a few ideas that float around. One is this relates to the mistake of the firstborns, that we know that the firstborns sinned. They were supposed to be leaders in Klal Yisrael. They did not step up when Moshe Rabbeinu asked them to after the Chet HaEgel. As a function of that, where they lost their capacity and they were replaced with the Levim. That happens in Parshas Ki Sisa as well. Mila Hashem Elai.
and the firstborns did not come, the tribe of Levi did, and they therefore replaced them as the priests, or the serving in the Beis HaMikdash. The second idea is that it's also because of the redemption of the firstborns in Egypt. Hashem was going to kill all the firstborns in Egypt, but he protected the firstborns of Israel, and therefore that Kedusha was incumbent upon them, and they needed to redeem themselves. So therefore, every firstborn in a certain sense has that shadow of Hashem's ownership over them because of that initial case as well. The Sforna has a very interesting discussion on this, followed by Yaakov Kamenetsky on this topic, about why it is that we celebrate the redeeming of the sacred, which is intrinsic to these children, and they're entering into the world of the mundane, which is a very fascinating idea. Another possibility is the Sefer Achinoch points out that this is an expression of gratitude, and that is that the Torah tells us whenever there's something which you feel like you're achieving, you think you're in charge of, well, Hashem says the first of that is going to be for the holy, and therefore that's why Truma and Bikurim and all these things, when a person feels a sense of great achievement, that's when in steps redemption, to remember that we're it's the gratitude for the success as well. And finally, last idea over here is the idea of Soloveitchik describes in an interaction he has with Reverend James Walsh. They had a correspondence in the 1950s where Rav Soloveitchik points out that it actually is very much similar to the Akedah. It's this relinquishing the rights of one's children, acknowledging that children are not property, they're not what one owns, they're a neshama, they're a godsend, they're a soul from heaven that we have the responsibility of stewarding to their life, and therefore in a certain sense this idea of redeeming them is acknowledging that they're not really ours. They're not really ours. It's like Avraham Avinu was being asked by Yitzhak about Yitzhak to give him up, because this is not really us. And we reenact with the first of our children to acknowledge that there's something much bigger afoot here, and we have a role to play in that. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful